and Jay Parikh, Facebook's heads of analytics and engineering, respectively, wrote, "Usage growth from COVID-19 is unprecedented across the industry, and we are experiencing new records in usage every day." Mark Zuckerberg was blunter. "We're just trying to keep the lights on over here," he said. As the entire planet was denied physical contact for months on end, the coronavirus shocked our use and perception of social technologies in dramatic ways. Facebook, Twitter, WhatsApp, and Instagram became indispensable sources of human connection, timely medical information, social support, outreach, pandemic fundraising, free impromptu concerts, collaborative art projects, and real-time updates about the spread of the virus. Families played Monopoly over Facebook. Friends attended cocktail mixers and live group chats. Neighbors maintained vibrant WhatsApp groups. And many followed the news on Twitter. Social technologies connected humanity when the planet was forced to disconnect. Group video kept families together. Daily messages kept tabs on our parents and our kids. Hangouts kept work teams collaborating while the world stood still. Even my 6-year-old, who gets almost no screen time, connected with his friends and his first grade class every day over the hype machine. Social platforms provided access to critical medical information about how to socially distance, whether to wear masks, where the hotspots were, and how to be safe at home. The platform companies got right to work, providing new services and data to model and mitigate the spread of the pandemic. Facebook used aggregate anonymous mobility data to create co-location maps of where people from different geographies were most likely to cross paths, which aided epidemiologists modeling where the pandemic was likely to spread next from one geography to another. They spun up disease prevention maps that leveraged Facebook's mobile app data to help understand how people were moving and therefore how they might be spreading the virus. As the director of the MIT Initiative on the Digital Economy, one of the largest centers researching the influence of digital technologies on our world, and head of MIT's Social Analytics Lab, a team of 30 brilliant MIT faculty and students studying the impact of social media on society, I felt we needed all hands on deck to address the crisis. We organized Zoom meetings to brainstorm how we could contribute to efforts to address the pandemic. While stressing the need to first do no harm, I reached out to my contacts at social platforms around the world to see how we could help. In a week, we created 3 projects supporting national and international health organizations, measuring the effect of social distancing on COVID-19 spread and fighting pandemic misinformation online. I reached out to Facebook and suggested a collaboration. They responded quickly and said that, since we already had a data licensing agreement, they could share data right away. We focused on modeling the effect of social distancing on the pandemic spread. Facebook's disease prevention maps tracked aggregated, anonymous Facebook mobile app data on user location density, movement, and network connectivity, as well as the average number of half-kilometer-squared spaces in which Facebook users were present each day compared to pre-crisis levels. We worked to combine this data with detailed records of the social distancing orders imposed on different regions, states, and cities around the world. The idea was to estimate the effect of social distancing orders on the number of Facebook users present in public places within the region or city in which the order was imposed, and how those effects spilled over into other regions. We wanted to know if distancing orders worked, and, more important, when they didn't and why. We also advised Facebook's COVID symptom survey, which supplemented traditional disease surveillance with 1 million surveys per week in the United States, asking Facebook users if they had common COVID symptoms and whether they were staying home. As I write this, Facebook is preparing to launch a global survey to users worldwide. I then called John Kelly and Camille Francois of